Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The whole world's passing me by, and I'm stuck in this job as governor now.
Nah, shut up.
Well, he's home. He's standing next to Ronnie Woo Woo. Go.
And it's just what this circus deserves.
It
too.
Absolutely
so
does.
So it goes.
What a bunch of nonsense.
It's amazing. Lawrence Holmes is here. He is the man in white today.
Yeah.
On this sunny, cold day. And he is here to take you for the next couple hours. What's up?
What's happening? Why are you looking at me weird?
I know the logo on your hat, but I couldn't play. That's why I was looking weird. I couldn't place it.
It's the heckler.
It's the heckler logo. Right.
But it's great.
I was confused by it for a moment.
Thought I had my own personal hat.
Oh, the Holmes H.
Yeah.
I feel like the Holmes H would be kind of a script, old school kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So you can get it. I can't wear a white hat. I can't rock a white hat.
Why not?
I don't know. It's one of those things. It's just certain colors, certain things just look really dumb on you.
Yeah. White!
Well.
When your face is, you got a pink face and the whole thing, I don't know. I guess it just doesn't work all that.
I can't wear the 5950. I have a taller, boxier head, and the 5950 makes it look like it's just all weird. I got to get the soft cap or the 3950.
I got the low profile.
Low pro. That's what I got to find.
Wait, can an MLB player not wear the 5950?
Yeah, there's a low profile version of it. And I couldn't tell you who wears it and who doesn't off the top of my head. I want to say Kipnis, actually.
Not Fred McGriff.
One. Yeah, but
not Pedro Strop.
No, absolutely not.
I think Schwarber wears one based on head shape.
Yeah.
Kind of has to.
I've actually found out because I'm an 80s baby, although I was born in the 70s, but you grew up in the 80s. I was a bend your bill guy.
Oh, yeah. Bend or roll?
I would bend it. You do the baseball roll in it sometimes, that sort of thing. I actually feel like I look better in flat brims.
You've got a slight curve on this going on.
Yeah,
right
on
now.
This one because it's a flex, so it doesn't.
Oh yeah, you gotta keep it to the head.
So you know,
makes sense.
But I prefer now. I look for flat brim caps. That's surprising to no one.
All the kids
flat
do though.
Flat brim.
No, that's everybody. That's believe me. That's you. You go to youth baseball. I don't know if it's.
I can't do it.
You can't do a flat
brim? I look like a tool as soon as I put the flat brim on.
I don't know. I think maybe you need to do a little cocking of the cap.
Think so? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a little left or a little right.
The problem is I don't hit well enough to have a little tilt to the hat. I got to hit
more
power.
You're not hitting anymore? I'm not talking about softball. No,
Connor,
I'm not talking about at your softball game. Softball, you need something that's functional.
That's true.
So you want something that's going to shield you from the sun. Like that's sort of, I'm talking about walking into White Sox Park. Mm. I'm saying that you can rock a flat brim.
So I have to find, this is the thing we're going to have to find, because you can't wear, if you're working our jobs, you can't wear a Sox hat to Sox camp. You don't do that.
No, you can't unless you're going as a paying customer.
Well, right, but we'll be there doing shows, we'll be there, we'll be in a lot of places. So I got to find the non-MLB hat to wear, which means it's
Wisconsin.
It's time for me to make a decision on a minor league hat.
Or do a Rob Lowe and just wear a hat that says MLB.
MLB hat. I have a friend who has an MLB hat, maybe he'll borrow it.
I mean, rock a Wisconsin cap. Like, find a great Wisconsin flat brim cap.
You don't have good gear.
Sure you do.
It's okay.
And I mean, I bet that there's a cool, look one up now. We're like right now. I'm sure there's like a white one that looks good.
No, I like your original thought of one of these awesome minor league teams.
What's the flying chonklas, like, or good, like a ghost crab's hat?
The Montgomery Biscuits.
Oh, that was
my son's fall ball team.
That's a great name.
That's a great logo, too.
My favorite was the Hickory Crawdads when the White Sox were their major league team. You had the little crawdad guy, you had a baseball and a claw.
I still have my Madison Muskies hat from when I was a Madison Muskie.
Oh, it's a great hat. Kannapolis just changed.
The PA announcing.
They're the Cannonballers now.
They're not the Intimidators?
No, they changed. Have you seen this logo?
No.
Have you seen this
logo?
The logo's
great.
Come here. This is awesome. They're the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And on the logo, it's a big, it's a dude with a baseball for a head and a mustache, the Earnhardt mustache,
why
right?
Why did you wear that?
I could. I kind of forgot that they just changed it a couple of weeks ago. We did the story in the midday. That's a
quality cap, Connor.
It really
you
is.
Should rock that.
I might.
Get the flat brim. Flat brim.
They got a 7.25. Only 4 left. Ooh, I got to move.
Only
I got to move
4.
On this.
7.25. You got a little pinhead.
Yeah, I got to. It narrows at the top.
Did you guys see who wore his hat off to the side at spring training and didn't catch any flack for it?
Mike Trout?
Tim Tebow.
Well, he's done that for a long time.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little flavor.
A long time.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a little flavor.
Tebow looks, he cuts a really good figure in a baseball uniform.
He does. He's just not a very good baseball player.
No, the bat to ball.
No, last year was bad. But he hit like almost 240 and slugged something in the 400s in AA 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
Well,
you're 31.
Not playing baseball for he shouldn't be there. But for not having done it in a long time, it's kind of impressive.
He's an incredible athlete.
It's more than kind of impressive.
It's kind of impressive.
But
yeah.
Come on.
Jordan's season. I still think Michael Jordan's minor league season is really damned impressive.
It is impressive for a guy that had stopped playing and then just ended up down there and did his thing.
Didn't Tebow just get married?
He did.
Didn't he marry Miss South Africa, who was part of the Miss Universe pageant or something? Here's the thing.
I think you're right.
Go home. You're 32.
All this to say...
You're 32. You're married to a beauty queen. Get off the bus and go
get
home.
Get off the bus, Gus.
Right.
And he's
make a new plan, Stan.
Don't need to be coy.
Well, but
Roy.
he's in Mets camp, right? Which is
he is.
That's it's not Port St. Lucie,
Jupiter, right?
Jupiter. Well, I mean, that's close to his old stomping grounds, right?
It's fine.
He went there. He's a god in Florida, right? He actually might be god of Florida. I
know,
don't know.
Aren't you? You know, you're starting a new life with your new bride. It's like, well, you know, this is all great, but I got to go play baseball for no reason
and for
minor
no
league
money.
Grind.
Right. Eating peanut butter sandwiches? Come on. Go home.
Yeah, he should probably go home. But, hey, maybe he likes being away and being a part of the guys. And, like, maybe that's why he keeps hanging on. Because he actually does enjoy, like,
hanging around
and being a part of a bigger group. It's hard for some guys to let go of that. It truly is.
Boy, he was so bad in AAA last year.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Well, the OPS was like
495.
Yeah. That's total.
490. But a 734 OPS at AA. 2 years, it's over now. The dream is dead.
There's a joke in there about Scary Movie and wedding night. Never mind. It's not important. You're listening to WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score. A radio.com sports station. I listen to you guys talking about Chris Bryant being open to the idea of leading off.
Well, and Bruce reported that he is going to lead off. So that's he initially said that he's going to be the leadoff man. And Bryant has, when we listened to Bryant, he just sort of made the case internally, apparently, for why he thinks he should be.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's one of your better hitters. Have them hit more.
Mm-hmm.
He's not slow. If you still believe in some of that stuff,
he's a top 20 base runner in Major League Baseball. I mean, granted, there's a drop off between the top tier and him. But
I think that he's one of the best. I mean, now that I know, I'm glad that it actually has a statistical basis, but
yeah.
You can watch him and tell that he's one of the best base runners in the game.
Good corner cutter.
He's great first to third. He's great second to home. He gets good reads. He doesn't get like magical reads like Javi. Like some of the times, like Javi's like, you're like, how did you know that ball was going to drop?
The Jose Valentin reads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've got to know too, at his size, getting it started takes just a little bit longer.
Sure.
So he might have that read, but knows that it's going to take me just that extra, you know, half second or nanosecond to get everything going in the same direction.
Yep. So I'm okay if that's what they want to experiment. But the other part of it for me is, we don't know what David Ross is like as a manager anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So do we know that he is going to be married to, well, this is my lineup and this is the way that the lineup's going to be, because guys should know where they're going to hit every day.
There are others like it, but this one is
mine. Or is he going to do some of the stuff that Joe did where, you know, I'm going to see how it goes. And there'll be times when I feel like I need to move Rizzo up to the top of the lineup because of the way that he approaches hitting leadoff, or maybe I do move Bryant down if he's healthy and he's driving in runs. Like I don't know what he is as a manager. So for me, hearing Bryant say that he's open to it, I think is good. I think that all in all, Bryant's approach to entering Mesa has been spectacular.
But he kicked the door down this year, didn't he?
He announced your presence with authority.
He didn't hide. Like, it would have been very convenient for a guy whose name was swirling around trade talks to go, I'm gonna keep a low profile this spring. And he hasn't. He's been very forward with, I want to be a Cub. They didn't offer me $200 million. I think this team can win. I think that I can be a part of it. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, including hitting me leadoff. I think that's a good way to approach it. And I'm not surprised at all. Like, that's one of the things that I really respect about him is he is the ideal professional. And he carries himself as such. And to me, that's something that should be celebrated. So I'm going to spend a little time doing that today. We need to talk about Rob Manfred.
Oh, Lord.
Did you guys listen to Rob Manfred yesterday?
Just watched the whole thing live, yeah.
I was watching it, and I was going, I did a whole pod last night about how, to me, the commissioner of baseball seems like a guy who doesn't like baseball. And I know that he grew up a Yankees fan. I understand that he's been involved in baseball for forever. But he seems like he's the kid who's really tall. Then someone's like, you know what? You should play basketball.
Eddie Curry.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred is the legal equivalent to that. Like, oh, do you kind of like baseball? Yeah, kind of. You should go work in baseball.
He was there he's in his job to win a contract negotiation, to win a collective bargaining
agreement. That's my point.
That's what he's
saying. My point is that he's a guy that kind of likes baseball. And really loves contract law. And he was able to marry the two. Yeah. But the one right now is more important than the other.
Where Bart Giamatti was literally a poet about baseball. Who wrote gorgeous things as,
even
as an
Bud
ode
liked
to
the game more than this guy.
Did I ever tell you my Faye Vincent story?
No.
We went, my college roommate and I, senior year, this is the spring of 91, and we were driving down to Key West. We had gone to we said, look, let's go to the ACC tournament in Charlotte, watch a bunch of games, and work our way down to Key West and meet everybody down there. So we watched two games of the ACC tournament and said, let's get the hell out of here. This sucks. So we sold all our tickets, and we drove down. We stopped in Vero Beach and hung out at Dodgers spring training. That's where I got to sit down with Vince Scully, and it was all open and carefree, and everybody's everywhere. And from there, we went to Fort Lauderdale to go to Yankees spring training because Deion Sanders was coming through with the Braves, and we wanted to see that. And because that was a big deal, it was a huge story with Deion Sanders playing baseball. So we're there, and it was 11 in the morning, bright sunshine. And we had these big 16-ounce beers and clear plastic cups. We got our shirts off, and we are literally lying on top of the Yankees dugout, on the concrete top of the dugout, just splayed out in the sun. There's nobody at the game. It was just cold beers. And I look up, I'm like, is that Faye Vincent walking in? And he's like, I don't know, is that Faye Vincent? And it was, and he's kind of walking by, and we both yell out, hey, commissioner! And he stops, and he kind of walks a little bit toward us. He goes, hey, what's up? I'm like, can we buy you a beer? You want to take your shirt off and hang out with us?
And, so bro-y.
Look, we're college seniors. And he gives the most like sincere. He says, guys, I totally want to do that. He said, I absolutely would love to do that right now.
But don't. I'm the commissioner of baseball.
He says, I've got meetings. I'm here for a bunch of meetings. He said, but don't get me wrong. If you ever see me again at a game, he said, I'll buy you a beer. He said, I absolutely would love to join you. And he meant it.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Like, you love that's to really hear cool. that. But I don't feel like that's what Rob Manfred is. I think Rob Manfred is someone who is a highly effective lawyer and executive that has been overpromoted to being commissioner of a game that he doesn't really love.
Definition of a suit.
That's a good thing to call him. So I'm going to spend some time on that, too. Gentlemen, have a wonderful rest of your day. That's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. They are here every day, 9 a.m. until noon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.